It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Eminem Radio, Eminem Radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, Eminem Radio, Eminem Radio. Turn it up, here we go,
What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, y'all? Listen, we exist to help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus. And you know I can't do the show solo. I need my right-hand woman. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, shout out to you and yours for tuning in once again on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Huge shout out to our Patreon community, man.
Yes.
Whatever tier you are, shout out to you. And shout out to our exclusive community, The Movement, man. We're so excited for everyone tuning in who has been investing in your girls. We've been invested in y'all. We've been locked in, twin. And we're so happy that y'all are here with us once again here on Eminem Live Radio.
That's right. Listen, Mia, we've got a great conversation coming up. And of course, in a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about what's got us salty for the week. We got so much for you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to none other than You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Feel some way, I could talk but can't explain, but I can tell everything is falling out of line. When you're coming right through, I'm ready for you, but tell me why this don't feel like it's my ride. They say the devil's just a lie, don't mind, she'll find a way to fuel your pride at night. So I wait for the morning time. Let a light shed through my blinds.
Lord, can you deliver me, oh my Lord? Let me run it right back, let me tell you twice. Look into the night, I know you see what lies within. I know what I've always needed. Pull me closer now. Nobody's around, I'm stuck with all this sound. You are what I need now. Out of my flesh, I'ma die to everything else. It's not my story to tell. Devoted,
but I feel some way. I could talk but can't explain, but I can tell everything is falling out of line. When you're coming right through, I'm ready for you, but tell me why this don't feel like it's my ride. They say the devil's just a lie, don't mind, she'll find a way to fuel your pride at night. So I wait for the morning time. Let a light shed through my blinds. Take it, take it, take it. Take it away from thoughts I think. Face it, face it, face it. Until it no longer exists. From the east to the west, I pray you guide my way. Take me your way, away. But if I get lost, will I be found in your grace? And if I get proud, will you remind me your name? I'll pick it up. Pick it up, bear my cross, no shame. Oh God, I'm begging, begging, begging. I said I beg to feel devoted.
But I feel some way, I can talk but can't explain. But I can't tell, everything is falling out of line.
When you're coming right through, I'm ready for you. But tell me why this don't feel like it's my ride. They say the devil's just a lie, don't mind, she'll find a way to fuel your pride at night. So I wait for the morning time. Let a light shed through my blind.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here, right now. Whether you're tuned in for the very first time or you are an OG listener, we appreciate you guys tuned in. Also, special shout out to our Patreon community, the movement that is tapped into your girls right now. I don't know if you guys have known or if you've been living under a rock. Let me go ahead and let you guys know we've been so diligent in building this community, and we have opened it to the public, the movement, our exclusive community, where it's an exclusive mentorship and accountability and a community that Misa and I built and have crafted for people who want to live a life of devotion and really in their walk with God, but also that leads into all areas of their life. And Misa and I are excited to be able to walk with these individuals when it comes to how they're living their life, yes, when it comes to all areas. And, you know, they're tuned in right now. They've been invested into us, and we've been invested into them. And they just deserve a huge shout out. So also, if you're interested in joining the movement, make sure you check the description of this video, and you can go ahead and join the movement and let Misa and I guide you in this devoted life.
Yes. Speaking of devotion, Mia, one thing that I can say that you and I have been super committed to, super devoted to, is the assignment that God has given us, which is to create what we now know as Eminem Live Radio. Yes. Now, this show, Eminem Live Radio, and this episode that's airing right now, it has aired on our anniversary, on our birthday, September 22nd.
Would you believe it?
When I tell you, we have now officially been doing radio and have been celebrating being on the airwaves or even on the streaming platforms for 12 years.
12 years. Y'all, Misa and I was going back and forth on so many topics. Misa wanted to have a debate. Kimo wanted us to talk about, he wanted us to preach a 11-hour sermon. And I was just saying, I'm just here, apparently. And then I was like, hold on. This show comes out on our birthday. And we were like, oh, throw everything
away. Out the window.
Throw everything away. And it just only made sense for us to be able to be course reflective. I feel like we haven't actually done a birthday show in a minute. Only because our consistency has changed when it comes to us recording and different things like that. So I really can't remember that even the last time we did a reflective show. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm excited even now, even more about us giving our reflection, only because we're older, we have more wisdom, and we're more settled and confident.
Yeah.
I feel like every year we just get more confident in who we are and what we do. So I'm excited for us to be able to reflect on anything. And we said, and imposter syndrome is truly real.
Yeah.
Because when you think of, because we went back and forth on, are we qualified to talk about being devoted? But we've been doing this for 12 years.
Yeah.
This with everything that's going on in our life changes, life events happening. And we still came back to doing Eminem Live Radio. So I feel like if there's anyone who actually is
devoted,
qualified,
yes,
talk about being devoted when it comes to this. And this is a great example of us being able to talk about what it looks like to live a devoted life.
Oh, for sure. But Mia, listen, before we get too deep in the weeds of what it looked like over the past 12 years, can you take me back to September 22nd?
September
2013, right? And we're like 16 and 18 years old. We don't know nothing about nothing when it comes to radio, because we all started off on radio, on radio platforms and airwaves. Shout out to 1570 AM, the legendary WIGO AM 1570 here in Atlanta, Georgia. But that's where we got our start. That's where our old stomping grounds are on AM radio. But what did 16-year-old Mia think having her voice on the radio for the very first time, day one, episode 001 of Eminem Live Radio? What was that like for you being a teenager?
I'm scared. Genuinely. It was exciting because we've built up so much momentum,
yeah,
and so much excitement. Like, our whole youth ministry was listening in.
Yeah.
And we just were so excited because we were so passionate about it. And it truly happened. Us getting the show on IGO was such a God-ordained door opening for two girls to walk in, not having radio experience, not knowing a daggone thing, and then being like, all right, well, your first show is this. And it was just so natural mm-hmm. for us to be able to go into it. But I was really nervous. I was afraid of saying the wrong thing.
It was live radio.
So I was nervous about saying the wrong thing. I was truly just following your lead. Remember, remember the very first show we did, we had everything scripted out to the T, meaning everything was scheduled out for every song, every sound bite that we would do in between each song, backsell, upsell, even the things that we said. We used to rehearse. We used to rehearse what we would say every Saturday night in our room.
Yeah.
Play the songs from our phone and act as if we were doing the whole thing and timing it just to make sure that the show was really tight.
Mm-hmm.
So even between doing all of that preparation, I still felt so unprepared and so unsure of myself. But I'm not going to lie to you. I was kind of just following your lead and kind of seeing how everything was going to play out. What do you remember about how you felt?
I remember thinking to myself that this show has got a hit. And I remember, like you said, practicing so much of it. And the moment, like, we had so many interesting segments. Like, we had Turn Up for Your Town, where people would call into the actual radio station. I remember thinking to myself, the only people that are listening are my parents, my boyfriend, and my grandma. Mm-hmm. And because, I mean, it was AM radio, you know? So sometimes it gets really, really static. But I remember how my grandmother called, and hearing her voice on the airwaves, she was crying. And I was like, Grandma,
I remember.
Is that you? But she was so excited and she was so proud. And we had so many of our classmates, so many people from the church that called, so many of my mom's friends that called. And I just thought to myself, man, we really worked hard for this. And there are people actually backing us. And to see that amount of support just made me feel so good. All for us to get to the end of the show. And I was like, wow, Mia, we did it. We will talk about next week. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's when it felt really real, was afterwards when we were like, okay, we got to do this again.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? You know? And it was truly us truly leaning on the Lord even during that time. When y'all think Misa and I sound like we're preaching now, you should have heard us back in the day. Like, we were really given scripture and really trying to make sure, like, we had something that was really, really solidified and practiced it and rehearsed it.
Mm-hmm.
And now where I think we have reflective moments, but we kind of let things fly on the air just so it sounds more genuine. But man, I it's so crazy to think that we stayed consistent for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like, I'm trying to find the right way to form my question. Did you have any doubts in our longevity?
Yes. Yes, I did. And there's even moments where those thoughts creep in my mind, but it's a whole lot less because I think we have, we've gained trust in the team. We've gained trust within each other. But there were moments, even as of most recently, like, within a whole year ago, that I felt like, I don't think I'm going to be cut out to keep doing this.
What are some discouraging moments?
You know what the really large discouraging moment for me is when you and I are not on the same page. That discourages me a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, we started this together. Like, we're on the same playing field together. Like, this is not Misa's show. This is not Mia's show. We call it Eminem Live Radio, and we don't put our names in it because we want for this to be God's show, you know, like, it's our voices, we're the personalities, we're the ones that's broadcasting, but we want for it to be God's show, and it's not the Misa and Mia show.
Yeah.
But when you and I are just not on the same page, when we're not agreeing on anything, when we're at odds with one another, I get very discouraged. Because I'm like, I know the synergy that you and I have. So many people have told us to our face in the past and was like, man, what y'all do together? And, like, the way that you bounce off of each other and, like, you're just your synergy. And there's moments where Mia would say something and then she wouldn't finish, but you would pick up. And it was like y'all would just share the same thought. I just love that about you guys. And y'all are sisters. Like, they would go on about these things. And that's kind of what I felt made us different from a lot of other media personalities, because we were sisters, we were related, we were blood relatives and siblings. Mm. And I felt like that was our superpower.
Yeah.
We were sisters. we have the same background, but we still have very different views from each other because we're still very different people. But when you and I are just not on the same page, and we've seen this time and time again, y'all, there were moments where Mia and I were getting ready to speak in front of people, and we were so mad at each other. It sucked.
Now, it wasn't often.
No, it wasn't often. No, it wasn't often. But there were moments where I get very discouraged, and I think to myself, if we can't get ourselves together, I know for a fact that it's permeating the airwaves, and I don't want for that spirit to come across until we get ourselves together.
I remember that exact moment you're talking about, too, when we were clashing heads the most. And that's I think that is one of the hard things about that are the things that are hard, but also that don't happen often, is the fact that because we are sisters, our personal life does leak into work. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to us hosting or speaking, or like if something happened that's not Eminem Live Radio related, but then we have to go in, do something like speak or host or, you know, do our weekly show that we do every single week, it's so clouded. I remember there was like times when I would be mad at Misa and I wouldn't even look at her. But mind you, we have to record.
Mia, when I tell you, Mia does not have a good poker face.
We have to record a whole hour show together. And I'm just like, yep, yeah, Misa, I'm not even looking at her. And it's like, none of that. We Kimo would be like, all right, we got to go ahead.
Let's pray.
Y'all got to figure this out because no part of this feels authentic. So I think that's one of the discouraging moments. I think for me, what was discouraging is when all the things that we would get talked up so much, y'all. Oh, my gosh, y'all. We would get talked up so much. Y'all, a lot of people talking. Y'all have no idea. People will say that y'all are really the next big thing. And, like, you know, there's a lot. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Oh, yeah, I want you to come to this event. Oh, I want you to join this tour we're doing. And, you know, we could travel. Y'all could be the host. And, oh, I'm going to invite y'all to do this. Or, oh, we're doing this press junket. Oh, I'm doing this thing with Disney. And I want for y'all to be able to work. And then we will be so excited. Oh, man, it happened. Oh, we're going to the next level. Oh, our elevation is here.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't fall flat.
And it's like every time.
And we would just be like, it would be so discouraging. Even also, if we could be very transparent, I don't even know if we've even talked about this on the show, but thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. One of the biggest discouraging moments was when having to go back and doing our day job of housekeeping and facility maintenance work.
No, the call day it after, what it is, Mia. The day call after. It what it is. We were maids.
No, yeah. Well, I said housekeepers.
No, we was maids.
That's
we
the same thing.
Housemaids. We were working for. We were housemaids for a an NBA player here in Atlanta, and I just remember, like, having such great shows, having such great opportunities.
The day before, we'll go to a concert. Everyone would be like, hey, yo, Eminem, man, y'all killing it. It would be so good. Be like, you know, I remember specifically, we went to, I don't know if you remember, Ty Brazzle came into town. And we were staying afterwards, and we were mixing and mingling with some artists who actually knew us and knew us by name and just gave us a lot of credit and a lot of love and respect in that moment. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow, this feels really good. I thought that's one of the moments where I kind of felt like in our career, like we felt a little respected.
Yeah.
And the day after, we were cleaning that man's toilets.
We were cleaning his
folding
toilets.
That man's drawers. And I was like, yeah, Lord, this can't be it.
This can't be it, God.
this cannot be
what you have for us. It can't be. But even in that moment, we were like committed to the mission, wherever God wanted us in that moment. And obviously in that moment, it was a season of being humble. Like, he was trying to work at us, and I will always be have a servant's heart and be willing to serve for people. But at that point, I was like, scrubbing toilets, God, you've got to be kidding me. This cannot be it. We just had such an amazing Dove Awards. We just came back from the Dove Awards, and it was so great, and we networked, and we did these things, and we got to come back.
Why are we back here?
Yeah, why are we here?
How much longer are we going to be here?
I've asked myself that time and time again, but we were still consistent to what God had for us and still showed up, even though our day job was just the opposite.
The complete opposite. And when we come back, we're going to dive into some more discouraging moments, but even talk about what kept us devoted in the heart of it all. But listen, before we let y'all go, let us get some things off our chest, man.
Please.
Let us get it off our chickity chest, man. We've had a week, so let's go ahead and get into it. Here's Don't Be Salty.
Yo. The world's always turning. good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
All right, Mia, it's another week. What's got you salty?
Netflix.
Ooh, quick. Tell me about it.
Because how we got all these shows, all these movies, but nothing to watch. I know y'all feel what I'm saying. You're ready. You finish your series. You finish binging on the most popular thing everybody's watching. Bridgerton not on.
Mm-mm.
Love Island is over. What else is popular everybody was watching?
We're
Misa?
Watching You.
You. All those things are over.
Yeah.
Got all these shows and ain't gonna watch none of them.
There's nothing to really watch. There's nothing that's piquing my
interest. This is what
interest.
It feels like to be in a room full of people and feel so alone. I just be scrolling like, where are all the shows at? Where are all the movies at? And I just, there's nothing that I see up there that's worthy of watching. And it's frustrating. What am I paying for? Y'all go up on all these prices, all these new things, Pop the Balloon, which isn't even that great.
No.
And now, I don't know. I feel like for what we're paying, we should be getting a lot more shows and things of that nature. Love is Blind, yeah. So, yeah, I'm kind of salty because I just feel like we should have more options. And I should always be watching something new. And Netflix just doesn't have the catalog right now for some reason. It's giving movie theater. Because, like, you know, the movies now, there's nothing worthy. Like, oh, we got to go watch this. There's nothing like that. I feel Netflix is the same way.
Mia, don't be salty. Because I really feel like you might need to just give some of these other shows or movies a try.
Like what?
I don't know.
What are you watching?
I'm not watching anything. I think... Oh, I am watching something. You know what I'm watching right now? It's called... What is it? Culinary Wars? Culinary Class Wars.
Okay.
And it's like a show based out of... I don't know, Korea? And it's all of the top chefs in Korea, Japan, and Vietnam, and China, and they are competing for that very, very top spot. Mm-hmm. It's like prominent up-and-coming chefs, mm-hmm. and there's the tip of the top white Michelin star rated chefs that are competing against each other. And it's all, what do you call it, dubbed when they like, it's a Korean show.
Okay, yeah, so it's dubbed English.
Right, so it's dubbed English. And that actually doesn't bother me, but the food that they're making is just beyond. And it's like a reality game show, but that was something that I would have never tried to watch.
Okay.
So I would encourage you in this time, don't be afraid to shop around. Watch the first 10 minutes to see if it piques your interest. I'm a foodie, so I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
But surf a little bit.
Okay.
Don't be salty. This is a good opportunity to kind of like figure out what you like.
Okay.
And test the waters.
I'll dip my feet in the pool.
In the Netflix pool.
In the
Why
Netflix
not?
Pool. Why okay, not? So what do you got? What's got you salty this week?
Okay, so for me, I work at a church. I love working at my church. And the thing that's got me salty is that it seems like we are in, I hate to say this, a season where we are just constantly doing funerals. And that weighs on you heavy.
Yeah.
That weighs on you heavy. And especially when you're at a church like mine and the community and the love is so strong and you get so close with people and so involved in their lives and their families' lives and you see them hurt and there's nothing you really can say and there's nothing you really can do but simply be there. And it's just the season that we're in. But I feel like we have done at least like 7 funerals.
Oh my gosh.
Within the past couple weeks. And that's just heavy. That's just heavy. Especially when it's somebody that you've gotten close with and they're the ones that you're celebrating the life of. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing when you celebrate someone whose mom passed or someone whose grandmother passed and stuff, but it's another thing when the actual member of the church transitions. But that's kind of been the hard part lately. Yeah. I'm real, real salty about that.
No, I can only imagine because that's true life of ministry where you get the highs and the lows mm-hmm. of it. To encourage you, don't be salty because I think it's beautiful the fact that you're trusted with these
people, these souls, of those who are grieving during the hard time, and you're trusted to be around them and be the conduit of comfort, you know what I'm saying? To let the Holy Spirit be able to use you. And Misa, y'all, Misa and Kima are just like around the clock. I'm able to see what around the clock ministry looks like through them and the way they show up for people. We were on our way to somewhere, I think to speak on a panel, and Misa was on the phone talking to someone whose, I think, husband transitioned, and she was so present talking to them. And I just feel like it's a privilege and an honor to be able to be trusted, and for people to be able to run to you and you be able to handle them with care during this time.
Yeah.
And y'all both do it so well. Our church does it so well. So don't be salty, because you're the perfect person to be able to deal with people and handle their hearts during this time.
Mm. Thank you for that, Mia. I feel like I really needed to hear that. You know, another good thing about all this is that a majority of the funerals that we have performed or have been present for, we know that those people had a relationship with God.
Yeah.
So we have peace in knowing that we'll see them again soon.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah. That was our Don't Be Salty. Listen, when you have your own moments of reflecting across the week and the past week and the past few days, and things just didn't go as planned, you do get a little salty. But listen, this is our encouragement, our moment to encourage you, to let you know that, hey, don't be salty. There's always something you could smile at. There's always something you can be motivated for. And this is your moment to just know that there's always some light at the end of the tunnel. Don't be salty.
Don't be salty. In the meantime, here's something for you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
What we doing? I like to move it. Jumped off the porch, now I'm just cool, it's cool. I had to change my mood in life. When I woke up, it's not just Judas. I like to move it. So please get out the way, excuse me. I like to move it. Jumped off the porch, now I'm just
cooling. Yup, whoa. Hopping the whip in our zones. Bearing fruit, I ain't talking about loom. How you mad when I got in the room? Hey, ooh, right? I was down, right now I'm good.
Yeah.
Making his name understood. Yeah. If you don't know your way, then you should. Pack up your baggage and leave.
Hey.
Open that book and then read. Go find your ex and your contacts. Say a quick prayer and then press delete. I know that's savage, but I don't wanna live like being average. Do it for God, I don't do it for cabbage. He is a lion, I ain't talking average.
I like to move it. Jumped off the porch, now I'm just cool, it's cool. I had to change my mood in life. When I woke up, it's not just judges. I like to move it, so please get out the way, excuse me. I like to move it, jumped off the porch, now I'm just
and I'm coming cool. In, baptized down by the riverside, this side, that side, must be two sides.
Ain't a change, I'm a kid from the east side, hit him with the remix, now I got a revive. Every time the police came to my door, just shut my head, no fast, tell him we're close. It's whole life, y'all walk around looking so crazy, y'all burnt out, fried like Popeyes. You might as well change your life, little twin. People gon' tell this, not your friend. You was doing that now, you was not on 10. Tryna go play, you was not gon' win.
Not go out stupid.
Gotta go turn up, my boy, you're muted. Put on your boots and put on your backpack. Kinda go move it, oh, let's do it.
I like to move it. Jumped off the porch, now I'm just cooling. I had to change my mood in life. When I woke up, it's not just Judy. I like to move it. So please get out the way, excuse me. I like to move it. Jumped off the porch, now I'm just cooling.
Is this thing on? Move out the way.
Get down the door, I'm sorry. I'ma go Jackie Chan, Mr. Miyagi. Though the kid don't play, this my house. I'm still the life of the party. And it's back to the future like Marty. If it's a race, I beat you like Shikari. Why they playing old games, Atari? Where my championship ring, LeBron? Kick it like fever, got strapped like a zip. Don't be out in line to the peak. You ain't even have faith in the kid. I ain't Chris, why you hate what I did? And I really got bars, Juvie. If you really go hard, prove it. Really bit against the odds, Rudy. Don't be fake like a Tubi movie.
I like to move it. Jumped off the porch, now I'm just cooling. I had to change my mood in life. When I woke up, it's not just Judy. I like to move it. So please get out the way, excuse me. I like to move it. Jumped off the porch, now I'm just cooling.
This is Eminem, Radio, Eminem, Radio. Turn it up. Here we go. Eminem, Radio, Eminem, Radio. Turn it up. Here we go.
Welcome back to You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio, and we are going in.
Going. And
as always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. Mia, it is our 12th birthday, our
confetti.
12th anniversary of Eminem Live Radio. And we had just been taking some time to talk so much about the things that have discouraged us over the years. But what have been some things that have given you a second wind? Like, I give you a little extra boost, a little fuel to your tank. Like, tell me about those moments. Take me there.
What has been encouraging and given to me a second wind is seeing the growth that we've had and just seeing how God has really advocated for us and how certain things in our life have been a complete 180. Where I'm coming from is, I would like to specifically say Doves.
The Dove Awards.
At least recently it has, the past 2 years. For those who have known us long enough, you know Misa and I's story when it comes to Doves. We're excited for Doves this year. This will be our fifth time on the carpet. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's how many times we've been to Doves. And when we first started out, long story short, some people would say snuck on the carpet. Some people would say finesse. Whatever you say, it's up to you. It's just, as some people have it, some people don't. We just can't speak to those who don't. We just happen to have it. The Lord happened to show favor. But there were also times when we would be begging, please let us on your carpet, please. Fox 5 News ain't even here. Billboard ain't even here. Please let us get on your carpet, please. And they would be like, no. But luckily God spoke for us even then. But I just remember being so exhausted and so jaded. Like, oh man, I'm tired of always fighting for myself when it comes to Doves.
Yeah.
And by the grace of God, the past 2 years, we have been invited
to
be on the carpet.
Yeah.
And it feels like night and day. And it's really encouraging. Because, like, even you can ask him more recently, I'd be like, we have everything together for Doves. What else do we need? Do we need to fill out anything? He's like, no, everything's taken care of. They reached out to us. Like, you know, we just have to fill out the information. They sent us over the credentials, and we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, that gave me a second wind, because it's in a sense of thinking, dang, we've moved forward.
Mm-hmm.
Value has been seen in us. The value that we see in ourselves, other people have seen, to the point where we don't have to reach out. We don't have to get on our knees and beg no more. And we can now just walk into who we are and accept the favor of God that he's given to us with just being invited to these events like the Doves. So it's really encouraging being able to experience that now. I wish I could go back and tell Mia then, who would be discouraged getting the, sorry, you can't get on the carpet, but you can do the press room. Tell them, please keep going.
Yeah.
Please wait. Because you're going to be in awe of the fact that you're sending out an email, you get an email being asked.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the things like that make me very grateful. And give me a second wind. What would you say were the things that gave you the pick-me-up?
I think there's two ideas for me.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the relationships and friendships that we have developed over the years. Mm-hmm. I remember there were moments where I was thinking to myself, oh, man, it would be so great to just have a foot in the door for Reach Records. And we got a lot of people on the Reach roster have become our friends. Like, we have walked with them through life. They've helped us welcome children into my life and have been there for, like, my kids' birthdays. And same thing with them. I've watched them start families and get married. And it's not just about the music anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's truly about the relationship that we have built, the things that we have supported. They've supported us. Like, it's becoming very much so a reciprocated relationship. And I'm so grateful for that. And it's not just Reach Records artists, but it's also other Christian hip hop artists, even mainstream artists that have come across the carpet that we've developed friendships with. They check up on us, or they text us, and they want to see what's the best way for us to support. And I value that so much, because there's still so many of them that have all these followers and stuff. And there's so many moments where you can think to yourself, oh, you be in Hollywood. But no, they're just still doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing what we're doing. And if there's anything that they can do to help support us, they always find a way to reach down and help pick us up. And even vice versa. I'm like, hey, you scratch my back, I'm gonna scratch yours too, whatever you need. So I love that relationship that we have. And I feel like that's been very encouraging. And then another thing was when, you know, we've done a lot of different things over the past 12 years. And when people comment on how consistent we've been and have said, I want to invite you to come speak to my students who are trying to start podcasts up because you have so much knowledge and so much wisdom. I'm like, oh, we do. We just trying to figure things out ourselves sometimes, you know? But I do think that there are moments where we have to just get to terms of knowing that time has been a good teacher to us. You know, life lessons have been a good teacher to us. We've had a lot of great people in even radio and even in podcasting spaces that have taken us under their wing and have been like, look, you know, I want to bring you with me to meet these people or to learn this new skill. And because we've had those opportunities and have taken advantage of every opportunity that was thrown our way, we have gotten pretty wise. And I think that it's really cool to have the wisdom to pass on to the younger generations who want to start doing what we do, and people see value in us speaking and giving us the mic and putting us on a platform to be like, you know what, I really want to learn all that you have for me. It's been really good to have those moments of being not the student, but becoming the teacher. To teach others.
I think it's even been beautiful seeing our mindset shift, because for me, like you bring up the community aspect of having friends in the space of CHH and the industry we're in, just brought up this thought of, I used to really think that everybody in CHH is friends, and not saying that anyone's we're anyone's enemies. Like, I feel like CHH is the most united that it's ever been, ever. But I used to think that everybody was friends, and I just felt like we were just the only ones left out, and everyone was going after the shows, to these restaurants, and Waffle House to hang out. You would see them on social media genuinely hanging out with one another. I'm just kind of like, I want to hang out with you guys. Like, you know, I want to be friends too. And would feel as if we just didn't have anybody, or thought that we were just kind of like the oddballs out, or we just all, like, I always thought that they looked at us like the radio girls, or, oh, these are girls who they just want to be around us so they can ask us questions and maybe interviews and things like that. And growing up and just maturing and realizing is that everybody actually doesn't, I don't want to say doesn't know everybody, but just seeing it as it's like everyone, it's like high school, meaning in a sense of like we all know of each other. Some people know people for sure. They do life with them. And some people you know of people. And it's always just like, good vibes, good connections when you see them in person, and it's all love. There's like, you're not close, but it's just all love. Like, you see each other from afar, you see them grow. Since you was a freshman, now you're a senior, so like, you show that love and respect. And then, but I think the biggest thing that I've grown with knowing is just to lock in with people that you genuinely vibe with and rock with. It's not about clout. It's not about, and we were never like that. That's one thing I do like about us. We were never about getting close to so-and-so and making sure so-and-so follows us because this is a popular person. It was just like whoever vibed with us. We met this one girl who was interning at Reach Records at the time, and she seemed really cool. She happened to do music, and that person is now a Nike. You know what I'm saying? Like, being locked in with the sneaking on a red carpet with the same artist and being like, hey, you in CHH? Oh, we do CHH. And this person being Aaron Cole. This person being on stage at our church with his hair high, jump around on the stage, talk about he future kid. And then now this person is 1K for you. So it's like, it's cool now seeing us grow, knowing certain people, but then even also being like, hey, we've always been locked in, we've always shown love, and it's been reciprocated back, and it's been genuine, and it doesn't feel forced in a case, and it's mutual at the end of the day.
Could you think of there being any person over the course of the 12 years that has given you a word of encouragement and has always been in our corner? Like, when you think of that person, who would that be that has always just been like a listening ear, always been there to support, always was good vibes?
Oh, in general?
In general, in CA, it doesn't matter. Just who was that person for you? Like, you were always excited to see this person, and they just were so, they were just very supportive of the show, of you.
Yeah.
Like, was there a person that was just always speaking into you?
Cannon.
Yes.
Shout out Cannon.
Yes.
And we met Cannon at Dove's, and it's just every time he won. Cannon and Derek, shout out Derek as well. Shout out to Doc, who always make these things happen. They've been on our show. It was a time when they was on our show for like every week, if like every single drop. They'd just be so willing to let us interview them and to pop up to their show and, like, you know, let us talk to them. And even outside of it, I remember going to Holy Smoke the third year, and
I haven't seen Cannon in so long since he moved to Nashville, and he was just so edifying because, like, I knew, like, we weren't as consistent as we used to be. He was like, man, but y'all doing it, man. Like, don't get discouraged. Like, you know, y'all got exactly what y'all need. Even when we saw him at Dove's, it was just... It just felt so genuine and authentic, and he was just him always encouraging us in what we do, seeing value in us, the same value that we always saw in him. It was always reciprocated, and it was never like we just only talked about music and, oh well, yeah, I'm dropping this. Like, no, so, hey man, you find any good wing places in Nashville? Yeah, nah man, I found no wing places. It just felt so genuine and so real.
Yeah,
and just, you need people like that in the space who feel like big brother, like who are able to encourage you in moments and who really care about you and you doing life and asking about your kids and how work is and how your marriage is going and different things of that nature. So I would say Cannon for sure is someone that I always look forward to seeing. It's always just good seeing him.
It has always been good seeing Cannon and Derek Minor and all of them, because I feel like they were the very first people that we truly had an opportunity to interview. And even when we didn't know them and they could feel us being nervous, they were like, you ain't gonna be nervous.
Yeah,
it's just me. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's where we started really developing that little sister, big brother type of relationship. So I like that one. Cannon was a good one. I think for me, it is Jordan Armstrong.
Man, Jordan. That's someone from the beginning too. Right?
Jordan had, and to me, if you, I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what you got to say. I don't care what you got to say. I don't care what you have to say. Jordan Armstrong is the king. Christian R&B. Argue with your mama.
I was literally thinking that today.
Argue with your mama.
Everything that Christian R&B now has been done for years, actually. And people just haven't been locked in. And Jordan consistently, time after time, making bangers.
Every single time. Every single time.
I really feel like everybody's late. Every time I see another Billboard charting, I'm like, yeah, y'all let Billboard late. Because he's been
But
doing
I say
this.
That to say, because every single song he would put out, every single project would just be so good. You tend to think, oh, well, I mean, he would never want to be on a show like us. Mm-hmm. Like, I just know that, you know, he's on everybody else's show and he is awarded for this and he's got this coming out and he has a collab coming out with this person. And he's just so far up there. Like, he's untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
He or his wife, Niecy. Shout out to Niecy. They have never made us feel that way. And Jordan has put in his dues.
Oh, yeah.
And believe it or not, I really feel like he started when we kind of started, in a way. Because I remember when we went to the Stellars the very first time.
Yeah,
and that was in 2014?
Yeah.
Maybe in 2014.
Yes.
And we went to the Radio Announcers Awards. And our mentor at the time was being honored. And that was my very first time hearing Jordan or even seeing him on stage. And he was just an act in the entire in the entire show. And he sang this one song. And I kept thinking to myself, who is that? Like, to have a voice like that? Like, his voice is just so pure and just so buttery smooth. And ever since then, I was like, oh, that was Jordan Armstrong. And then every time I saw him, was kind of like in his presence, I was like, oh, I always got kind of like, you know, fangirly. Because I'm like, you are just so good. Mm-hmm. You're just so good at what you do. And he has always just been so down to earth. Every time we went to 1K Few birthday bash, every time we went to any type of event, he would always be like, what y'all got going on? And there would be moments where I would think to myself, I'm kind of shrinking.
I know that moment you're talking about.
I feel like I'm shrinking because so much was going on with Eminem Live Radio. Things were going so right. And I felt like we should have been so much further in our journey. And so I was transparent with him. And I was like, Jordan, it's rough. It's rough out here in these streets for us. And I'm not quite sure what we're doing. And I get really discouraged. And we're really trying to get the studio together. And he just, in the middle of 1K Fuse party, in the middle of Fuse birthday bash, we're in this huge mansion. He just
starts
encouraged
us
and just poured into us. And it's moments like that that I'm like, I know God sent you here to share this with me because I look up to you so much. And he's always been that person for us. Such a great show, a great friend of the show, I should say.
What would you say was the moment, or if you can recall it being a moment, when you realized that you no longer have to strive. You're fully seated and confident in how long we've been doing this, where you didn't have to prove anything to people. You didn't feel out of place or anything of that nature where you felt like, no, I actually belong here doing what I'm doing for this long. I don't
no one should give me, I've earned my dues. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think that time when we were invited to the Dove Awards red carpet, I thought to myself, oh, okay, we need to be completely all right with where we are, because there's so many people that were at the show and even at the after parties that were introducing us to other people.
Yeah.
And just to hear the words that they were saying about us and describing us to these people, And it's not a pride thing. I don't want for anyone to think that it was a pride thing. Like, no. Oh, you need somebody to puff you up.
No, that's what I said. When we felt it, give you the accolades.
No, it was kind of like, just like you said earlier in the show, you said that imposter syndrome is a real thing. And when people talk about how consistent you are, sometimes you need to hear the opinions and the voice of your community, your support system, so that you can actually get it in your mind that, wow, I really have been here for 12 years and I really have been supporting and I really have been consistent and we really have been a staple in this space and we have been representing Black women in broadcasting spaces, especially in CHH, because it's not a whole lot of us that are represented. Like, hearing those things, I'm thinking to myself, Misa, these are words that you have fought so tirelessly. You and Mia have worked so hard to gain for yourself. Mm-hmm. That maybe you should see all the good that you've done.
Wow.
Maybe you need to just hear somebody else say to you how they feel about what you have contributed and show you the true value that you bring to this space. Yeah. At that point, I said, oh, I don't have to fight for another seat at the table ever again, because I feel like God has settled us here. We have roots in this space and we work so hard for it.
Yeah. I think the moment that, it's crazy that we actually have the same moment we're realizing. To me, it was last year at the Reach After Party for Doves. And what made me feel like I'm settled, I'm not anyone else told me to be confident. I felt confident was that I used to feel in CHH rooms, like after shows, after conferences, things of that nature, I used to feel like I had something to prove. Or that I would kind of be bugging everybody, like, oh, there's the girls who do the show, like they just wanna be seen with us, just wanna be in the mix. But like, you know, I was like, no, like we actually genuinely care about the space, and honestly, we don't care about an interview. We just want to see like how you doing. Like, we've been praying for you. How can we pray for you? Mm-hmm. We just want to show support and just show love and just be here. And how can we support you? We were always asking that question. We're always here to support. That's what we would always say. And I just felt as if, I'll put it like this: I saw someone in that room who you could tell they felt uncomfortable because they had to prove to themselves they were going live, showing everybody that they were in this Reach Records after party, not talking to people, not touching hands, not being connecting with those in the room, but had to show others, oh, yeah, if you need anything, just let me know. You know, going live, showing everybody opposed to just, like, being there.
Being present.
And looking at that person, being able to see up under all of that, I was like, I don't have anything to prove to anybody. I feel unlike that. And not that anyone ever made me feel like I needed to prove anything. I made myself feel like that. But I was just thinking to myself, I'm fully comfortable here. I know of almost every person in this room. And I feel like I can maneuver through this room. If I wanted to talk to everybody, I could. But even if I didn't, I just wanted to chill.
Yeah.
I'm actually okay with that. I don't have anything to prove to anybody. I've been here way too long. I've earned my stripes and I'm chilling in who I am and the person that I am in this space. And I don't have to prove anything, you know? So I felt bad for that person in that moment who had to, the only way they connect was to try to flex and clout and different things like that. Before we go, because I know we only have a couple seconds left, but we've been talking a lot about being devoted. And bro, we've been devoted to this thing for 12 years. And just keeping that theme of devotion in mind and reminiscent of all that we've done this 12 years, what comes to your mind at the top of your head?
When it comes to devotion, I would say to don't grow weary in well-doing. Like, just stick in there, stay consistent. Even when you don't feel like doing it, that's probably when you should be doing it even more. But when you're devoted to something that you really love, that you really care about, it's going to get hard. Mm-hmm. It's going to be difficult. You might suffer a little bit. You might have to sacrifice. Do it. there's an assignment, there's something very special attached to it. Do not let up. Keep going.
That's very well said.
That's it.
That's it. Man, listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned into this week's episode. Listen, 12 years of Eminem Live Radio, man. And whether you're just now rocking with us or you've been locked in since day one, we appreciate all the support that you guys have given us.
And thank you for not giving up on me.
Brother, thank you for not throwing me away. Because I know there were times when you wanted to.
Well, remember when we got paid in popcorn?
That's the stuff we should have talked about. That should be in the uncut version. We should have, the times we got snubbed at that award show.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things.
We paid our dues, brother.
We paid those dues. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in. We'll be right back on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
You heard the good news? Who is keeping them afloat? It has to be something bigger than them.
Yeah! That's God!
Keep us, so I do what he say. Kingdom sick of moving like I'm Peter. This ain't Simon Says, but I follow Yahweh. God, he called, I answered like Betty. He never flopped, delivered like his belly. Try me, keep my cool like it's a Yeti. Praise party, toss up the confetti. Through my obstacles, I'm seeing many obstacles. Okay, odds not probable, but God gon' make it possible. Always. Let me get an amen. Been like Esther, defeated Haman. We'll be God.
Okay,
the one
who saves, gon' tell the world my God don't play.
Like Dua Lipa.
The smell of grace. God still saving people, huh? God got baby fever, huh? He still adopting orphans, huh? On the first Sunday, Tracy Morgan, huh? Arms be stretched out like an accordion. Dark outside, joy coming in the morning, huh?
They thought I was done. Christ had a high resolution like IMAX. Overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony for more context.
It's only one guy, UNO.
You believe you got what?
UFO.
Here's a pop quiz if you ain't know who fight my battles like UFC.
Relaxing like I'm in a UFO.
You shoot my shooter, I bet you we hit the intruder, the devil D.
Come on.
Till Satan a beat it like he a producer. Yeah. Sound like I'm playing
God, take the wheel, Tesla, Uber, the way I let him maneuver.
Calling the name of the Father and the Son like a junior.
Spreading his word like a rumor.
Hi. Come on.
Shout out to you and yours for tuning in once again to You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, now I know we encouraged you this entire 60 minutes of our show, but can we take these last 60 seconds to encourage your mind and your heart? Let's go ahead and get into it with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
You remember in school when you didn't know the answer to a question on a test? And you cheated a little bit. I know. You remember. Well, you remember when you had that sweet tooth craving while you were on your diet and you decided to cheat that day and it wouldn't hurt? Or when you cheated on playing Uno at the family cookout. Yeah, we all saw that, okay? Now, never mind that. But if you have said yes to any of these questions, I'm hoping that you self-reflect with me right now. Ask yourself this. Are you cheating yourself, like, right now? Are you selling yourself short on your dreams, not sleeping well at night, and limiting yourself altogether, cheating yourself? Not having friends and neglecting your mental health and blaming everyone else is indeed cheating yourself. Now, when you cheat on that test in class, you might have gotten a decent grade, but it robs you of really learning the material. When you cheat yourself, you cut corners on there being a better version of yourself. So go the long way and treat yourself sometimes. Believe in yourself and show yourself some grace. Cheaters never win and winners never cheat. And if the category is you, then you deserve to win. Come on now, friend. Do not cheat yourself.
Do not cheat yourself, man. Shout out to everyone who was able to soak up that 1 minute inspiration. That was exactly what we needed. And shout out to everyone that tuned in once again to Eminem Live Radio.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll be posted.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now, also, listen, tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because, like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But, of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and you.
And executive producer Crystal Evans and Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because none is an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
What?
You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Level up with the new Crypto.com Visa Signature Credit Card. It works like other credit cards. Simply swipe, tap, or spend in store and online to earn attractive crypto rewards. Spend in dollars and earn in crypto with the new Crypto.com Visa Signature Credit Card. Learn more at crypto.com/cards. Credit card offers are subject to credit approval. Crypto.com Visa Signature Credit Card accounts are issued by Comenity Capital Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license.